Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to season two, episode two of Ear to Ear Podcast with C. Ray and Lanny Mo. I am C. Ray, the lovely ball of sunshine over here. Lanny Mo, the one and only.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today, buddy?
Good, my man. Good. How you doing?
Yeah, man. It's doing here. Good. Doing good. I know, right? It's freaking game week. It's what we've waited for 10 months now. We're back. Football's back.
Too long.
Here's week zero this past week. First off, let's just kick off with that. The Florida State losing to Georgia Tech, okay? My assumption is we probably won't hear no complaining about the playoffs this year from Florida State fans as they have started 0-1 against Georgia Tech. I can't imagine they would even sniff it at this point now. Rest of the season, I don't think
that hurt
last year.
That hurts. That absolutely destroys Florida State because now you pretty much have to run the table. That was more than just a loss across the pond over in Dublin. That was versus an unranked ACC team in your league. So you just don't have a loss. You just don't have a loss in the column. You have a loss against somebody in your conference. Yep. So you're already behind the eight ball right now to go. So it's going to be interesting. So
yeah, I think that was a very bad way to start the season after the amount of complaining that went on. And listen, I still am on the boat. You know, I've had some people tell me already, oh yeah, look, you know, they should have been in the playoffs, huh? Blah blah blah. Look, I'm sorry, they still should have been in the playoffs. I don't care what has happened. To start this season. I don't care what has happened to start this season. They won the conference. Alabama did not. Florida State still should have been in there. However, I ain't going to hear no crap about it this year. You're done. Sorry, you're done. No. I mean, now, here's the thing. All right, we're going to 12 teams this year. They run the table. They win the conference, even though they started out 0-1 to an unranked Georgia Tech. They probably still will get one of those 12 seeds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. If you win your conference, conference winners are going to get into a 12-team playoff.
Right.
And I will. That's the way I see it.
Right. No, I agree. And I will still stand and die on the hill that everyone says, well, look at what Georgia did to them. They wouldn't have been able to be in the playoffs. Georgia was going to do that to whoever they played in that bowl. Yeah. It did not matter. Yeah. Who Georgia was against in that bowl. They were pissed because they weren't in the playoffs. It's Georgia. They were going to rip whoever they played. Just happened to be Florida State. And that really plays into the conversation in the big picture. Anyway, so I thought we'd get that out of the way quick. I kind of, you know, probably haven't heard much from Florida State fans on playoff hopes this year, but we'll see. But you're right. They're behind the eight ball already. They're going to have to run the table. They can't lose another game the rest of the season, in my opinion, and they have to win the conference to get in at that point. So, but you know, let's jump ahead into, I guess we'll talk about Penn State, and then we'll go over the rest of the schedule. Yeah. And so let's kick it off with that, man. Penn State come to Morgantown for the first time in a long time. And I think it is going to be quite the atmosphere. I think it's going to be loud. I think there's a lot of younger Penn State people that are coming to Morgantown for the first time that have no idea what they're getting ready to walk into.
No.
You know, no. I think there's a lot of kids on the Penn State team that are going to be like, ooh, this is a nasty place to be, especially if you're Penn State.
I just wish that they gave us no love with the noon game. I just wish that it was a 3:30 or primetime 7:30 kick. I hate the noon kick. For the ones who have to travel, because, I mean, not everybody lives in Morgantown. You live in southern West Virginia. I live 8 minutes away from the stadium. You know, I'm very fortunate with that. But it's like noon games are awful. If you have bringing kids, you got to load them up early. You got to pack all your tailgate stuff the night before. That's if you're coming up. If you've got the, you know, financial stability to come up here and stay with friends and family or relatives or whatever, you know.
God knows you're not staying in a hotel. That's for damn sure.
No. But if you could stay Friday night, it makes the whole experience better. But Yeah, I hate the noon kick. It's I don't understand why. I do understand why, but it's for TV reasons, you know. And but I just got to throw this out there real quick. I went to Penn State last year, W Penn State, and the Penn State fan, I got absolutely no ill will toward Penn State. Their fans were remarkable up there. Absolutely some of the best fans I've ever been around, and I've traveled a lot of West Virginia away games, bowl games and stuff. Their fans were spectacular. So please treat them with respect. You know, I mean, up there, I mean, it was, we are Penn State. Thank you. You welcome. I'm like, what the hell just happened? They said you welcome because you said thank you. It was insane. They're nice to each other. They're nice to the, you know what I'm saying? And maybe it was just me. Maybe they just like the big guy walking through the crowd and said, yeah, I ain't saying nothing to him. But
maybe they like Laney Mo, man. That's just all there is to it. They Laney's a likable guy, people.
I am. You know, these baby blues were shining that day. I don't know what it was. But it was a totally different atmosphere than what I thought. So please, West Virginia fans, show up, be loud, be supportive, stay the whole time. But please be respectful. Please just, that's it. We can cheer for our team without being ignorant to somebody else. It's another human being. And most of the time they have their children with them. So, you know, just, I can't say nothing to our students because students, you're still learning. You're learning and, you know, one day you'll be there, but I'm ready. I'm just ready for Mountaineer for the, you know, everything. The atmosphere is going to be electric and it's going to start like Thursday night. Patty Mack's going to be here. He's doing his show from Morgantown back on Friday. And it sucks he can't stay for the game because he's got to do game day on Saturday. But, yeah, Patty Mack said they're set up somewhere by where the old stadium used to set up.
Yeah.
Where it used to be downtown on a Friday. I think it's like Friday afternoon is when he's recording down there, going live and everything. So that's going to be electric. And they said a bunch of old players like Bruce will be back. And they're bringing back old players for the game, and it's gonna be something. This atmosphere is gonna be absolutely electric.
It is,
and Patty. And we're gonna win. And West Virginia, this is no. I'm not being the Homer fan. West Virginia is gonna win decisively. I'm telling you that.
Man, all right. Well, first
go ahead. Off, go ahead. Your turn. Yeah, it's on you now. No, it's on you. Go
first
ahead.
First off, yep. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Usually come up on Friday nights a lot of the times, but this weekend I'm not going to be able to. So it's going to be an early day Saturday morning. you know, I think if we bring the wife's car, we can make it in a little under 2 hours. So we're going to leave the house probably around 6 a.m. I might try to leave a little earlier if we can get up and moving. But, yeah, it's going to be an early day, but I am stoked. I think Patty Mack getting back involved with the university is going to be huge for the university. Yeah. I mean, yeah. where Pat McAfee is right now in his career, I love the guy. And, you know, a friend of – I don't think I should or could get into names on a public forum, but somebody I went to high school with, very close with him, played on the team with him, just said he was just so much fun to be around. And I would love to meet the guy someday. Like, I love him. But anyway, I think it's going to be great for him to be there. I think it's going to be a buzz. The whole city's going to be a buzz. It's probably the most exciting time in Morgantown since Pitt last year. And it's definitely the most exciting time right now in the Neil Brown era, for sure. Now, I love you, Lance. Gun to my head, man. I don't know. I don't know if I want to say yes. The Homer in me wants to say WVU by 3 touchdowns.
I ain't saying that. But
at the end of the day, gun to my head, I don't think we're going to pull out the win. However, dude, our chances compared to last year are through the roof. I think we have a legitimate, solid chance to beat them. And, you know, it's the first game of the year for both teams. So, you know, it's never going to be fire. But it's in Morgantown. And we all know how that is. The home team always has a little bit of an advantage. And considering how much better we are expected to be going into this year versus last year, it's black and white. It's a world difference. So I don't know. I mean, if I were a betting man or somebody had a gun to my head, I don't know that I could say yes. But we have a huge chance, and I think we could. I don't know if we will, but I think we could. Well, very excited.
From a betting man, the line has dropped.
It opened at like 17 or something like that.
No. I think it opened up at like 12 and a half, 12.
Oh, okay.
This is 12, like back whenever you could first bet the game in like April.
Oh, okay.
And it's been dancing at like 11. Then it went to 10 and a half. And I checked everything out. It was like Thursday and it went to 8.5.
Ooh. So I am not a betting man, but
so what that's saying is big money has moved in, taking West Virginia to cover 10.5. A lot of big money said West Virginia is going to lose, but they're going to keep it within 11 points. So now they dropped it down, hoping that some Penn State fans put money on Penn State. That it'll flip. It's going to move. Right. I personally got it. I didn't mortgage my house. I'm not going to go through a divorce if West Virginia loses and or doesn't cover. But I personally got it at 11. I bet it again at 10.5. But anyway, I just think that if you're going to catch somebody, you're going to catch them early. And West Virginia's got Penn State early.
Yeah,
it's just set up. The only thing that I'm kind of worried about is. Pretty much, I don't know how to put this. It's keeping, you know what I'm saying, you can play with emotion, but don't play emotional.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at. The chippy, because it's good, you know, you make a good tackle, you stand up, and here comes a flag. That extra push out of bounds, here comes a flag. Yeah. You know, you're pumped up. You twitch, false start. You know, fourth and one, you're going for it, false start. You know, shooting yourself in the foot, you can't do that. West Virginia cannot do that. We are very talented on both sides of the ball. We're way overlooked on defense, way overlooked. Yeah. Offense, they just think you're the same team as last year. They just plugged in a couple guys here and there. They're the same team. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Don't put yourself at a disadvantage by a dumb twitch, by forgetting something, two guys go in motion at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Or something, and you know, a costly holding period, you know, just so much, because honestly, it could come down to it. I think it's gonna be that close to where, you know, blocking them, so just something ridiculous hurting you. And, but man, I just think that if you're ready to go score predictions, I'm ready. But I just think West Virginia. I'm gonna flip it up. They scored 38 on us last year. We're gonna score 38 on them this year. I'm gonna say 38-30 West Virginia.
38-30.
Yeah, they're gonna have 24.
Couple.
And they won't be able to score, and they got to kick field goals.
Okay.
So it's just an oddball score. I'm not, you know, but I do think West Virginia has the capability of winning by two scores. And that's two scores. Yeah. 38 or one score, 2-point conversion. Let's not get too technical here. 38-30. That's my bet. So what do you got?
I feel ashamed, but I'm going with an L. 33-30. I think we lose. I think
33-30.
I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be close.
Oh, the over and under is 51. So we both have the
over. We both went over, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be. I think Drew Aller or Allen or whatever the hell his last name.
Aller.
Yeah, Aller. Mm-hmm. I mean, kid's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback.
Very good.
And if our defense isn't ready, he might have some fun. Mm-hmm. I think he's good. I think he's going to, if we do win, he's going to keep Penn State in it the whole time. I mean, it's not going to be a decisive ass beating one way or the other for either right. team. With either team wins, I think it's going to be close. Whether they win, it's going to be by a touchdown or less. Whether we win, it's going to be by a touchdown or less. But yeah, I'm saying we're going to lose a close one. We're going to start out 0-1, but it's going to be a good 0-1. It's going to be a respectable loss. It's going to be a good way to start the year. But I think if we start out with a win, I think it sets up what could be probably the best season we've had since Skylar Howard senior
year. Something special.
So
Neil Brown is not going to forget that Pitt scored yesterday. Your job's to stop them. I get it. They're not going to forget that Penn State scored
a trash touchdown with a minute left.
With less than a minute left.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that Neil is going to hold that. Yeah, he's been sleeping on that one for a while.
I hope he does.
I hope he does too.
I hope the one thing he learned last year, and I've said it 100 times in the Houston game, he finally figured out 7 to 10 points ain't crap for a lead. And I hope that if he gets up by 7 on Penn State, I hope he goes for 14. If he gets up by 14, I hope he goes for 21. You got to keep that pedal down, man, because with teams like that, no lead is safe.
My thing is they do it to you.
They
do it to you. It's totally okay to beat somebody by 40 points in college football because guess what? Every team would do it to you.
Every Power 5 team. I think in G5, I think there's some unspoken respect that teams have for each other. Like,
I have no respect. Yeah, None. No, I don't care. I'm going to stomp on your throat. Steve Spurrier said it best. I probably said this before. Steve Spurrier said, if you don't want 60 points scored on you, don't schedule me.
That's right.
And if your defense can't stop my offense, that's your problem. That's just how I feel about it. But if West Virginia gets a chance, I mean, you take them behind the woodshed, you know?
Yeah.
So I just can't wait, man. I'm telling you what, I got Friday off. I just might take Thursday. I can't wait. It's like Christmas. So
it's going to be a good weekend. So we've started there with Penn State. We've talked about that. So let's bring up the schedule here. We'll move on and let's talk about the schedule here.
Please do.
So we are going to start with Penn State. And then September 7th, Albany Great Danes come into Morgantown. 6 p.m. kickoff. Pretty excited about that. Something else I want to touch on. I myself am not very I'm going to remove the schedule for a second while I talk about this. I'm not upset about the noon kickoff. I would much rather prefer a night kickoff. But with it being the Fox big noon kickoff game, we're going to have eyes on us.
Eyes will be there.
We are going to be the team. We're going to be the premier game at noon on that day.
Yeah.
I mean, Clemson is playing Florida State, of course. So, you know, I think it's Florida State there. So everybody's like, oh, that's a big game.
But Georgia.
Is that who it is? Georgia. Okay.
Clemson plays Georgia. Yeah.
And that
is the number one team in the nation. So let's be,
But with it being the big noon kickoff, I'm okay. I guess I'm okay with it. I would have rather had the night game because that plays Penn State. Night game would have been rocking. But anyway, let's get back here to the schedule. Albany Great Danes, September 7th.
Who cares?
Yeah, you know, we're probably going to see Nico probably halfway through the second quarter. We're probably going to see the third string quarterback by the fourth quarter.
You're going to see guys running around with no names on their backs.
Just get him a jersey.
Probably in the middle of the third quarter.
Yeah.
If not, they should be. I'll be upset if there's not.
Yeah.
So we're
just going to move past that. September 14th, big Pitt game back up in Pittsburgh this year. Looks like they got that one for a 3:30 kickoff. They announced they got that set. I'm feeling pretty good about that. Let's be honest. It's Pitt. They're crap. They suck. We don't like them. Nobody likes them. I think some of them don't even like themselves.
Somebody put a sticker on their new toilet.
Yeah. Oh man, I should have made a graphic for that. Listen, next week's episode. I tell you what. For the week of the Pitt game, the episode we do. I got that picture you sent me. I'll make a graphic of that because we want to show everybody that.
Okay.
I think that's a win, man. I think we beat Pitt. We beat them.
I think so.
I don't think we just beat them. I think we stomped their ass this year.
I'm upset.
I don't think they
I'm upset if we don't destroy
them. Absolutely. Absolutely. That is a that is no reason for us to lose that game. I don't think they have anything for us this year.
Okay.
So then we're going to move ahead to September 21st, Kansas at home. Now, here's where I don't think this is a loss. I think it's going to be a close win because they do still have Jalen Daniels. And, man, last year they started 6-0 for the first time in how long because of that kid? So I think that can be fun. It's going to be a competitive game. Last time they were in Morgantown, they did beat us. Don't think they beat us this year.
That game there, that is a that sets the tone for the rest of the Big 12. You know, you're starting to right there. It's first Big 12 game of the year for us, and that sets a tone. And I think we're just better.
Yeah.
Close. It won't surprise me either way, but Kansas isn't the old Kansas anymore. You know,
they're not. So, Kansas isn't the basement dwellers, man. We got four new basement dwellers that joined last year. Now, every one of them was in the basement last year. I thought that was funny considering some of them were beating their chests.
Yeah.
Thinking they were going to be good stuff. So something I find very interesting about our schedule this year. Okay. We have two bye weeks that are placed perfectly through the season. We're playing the season in blocks. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We got four games and a week off. I think it's extremely beneficial.
And on top of that, you have your week off and then you travel away.
Yeah.
So you're not playing a game and then only having, you know, basically three good practices and then have to go travel.
Yeah.
No, you got eight good practices. And then you can go travel.
Yeah.
So that's a world of a difference.
It is. And I think, and this is one of the reasons I think that, you know, there's no reason why we can't win eight games, maybe nine again this year. Our schedule, the opponents, I don't think is extremely easy, but we have a very favorable layout. So we have Kansas at home. No travel. Yeah. You know, our only traveling in the first quarter of the season is up the pit. Okay, nobody gives a crap about that.
It's a home game.
Yeah, it's a home game at the neighbor's house is what it is.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we have a week off before we go to Oklahoma State. Okay, so the Oklahoma State, two home games. Then we go to Arizona. Then we have a week off before we go to Cincy, which is another home game, you know, now in the Big 12 terms, another home
game. It's the closest game you're going to play in the Big 12.
Right. It's extremely favorable layout. And I think a lot of people, and I haven't heard very many people talk about that. I'm like, this is a big deal. This is relevant for the health and recovery of our guys. So anyway, first week off, September 30th, we're coming back on October 5th. We're going to play Oklahoma State at Oklahoma State.
And that game right there is just
– it's a 50-50 game every time.
It is. And even last year, if their running back doesn't go for 300 yards, you know
– In the fourth quarter.
Pretty much in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You know, you win. It's just Oklahoma State is just a thorn in us. They always have been. They always will be. Now they got the pressure – of carrying the Big 12 torch. The big dogs moved off and now they're looking for a new leader of the pack, you know, and the big two, and that's who Oklahoma State is. They're hoping that they are one of the torch bearers between them, Kansas State, you know, I'm looking at the other teams now, you know, and it's just, TCU, and I still think the Big 12 just sees West Virginia as a middle of the pack. Big 12, they're members of the Big 12. They're not going to be in the top five. They're not going to be in the bottom five. They're going to be right here. And it's kind of like, you know, but that's how I think the Big 12 other schools look at us, that they're never going to say West Virginia is the power of the Big 12.
Right.
You know, but other like Oklahoma State is. Because everybody who has Oklahoma State on their schedule, they think that's the one they have to chase. They're the ones with the target on their back. So
that's fair.
And going there is, you know, that's a mess. That's not an easy trip. Just like how people don't exactly like coming to Morgantown because there's just no direct flight right into Morgantown. Oklahoma State's kind of like that too. It's a weird travel to get there also a little bit.
Well, what do you got there?
I got us losing.
You got us losing? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, I do too. I just don't think, you know, it's hard to play there. It's not the hardest place in the Big 12 to play by any stretch, but, you know, it's almost like going there sometimes has our number. Although we did win 2 years ago when we were there. Nico did carry us, came in as a freaking true freshman when Green got hurt.
Yeah.
You know, made a couple good passes, but mainly stuck with the handoff game because, if you remember, there was a downpour out there.
It was torrential. It rained the whole game.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and you know it was hard there when, like, when the camera zooms in on the field and it looks like it's snowing, you know it's raining. Mm-hmm. It's raining ass down there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got us losing that one, too. Week after that, October 12th, we're coming home to we got Iowa State.
I'm pumped about this because they got Anthony Beck's boy Rico.
Oh, okay.
And so they got their quarterback, and they have Rico up to being like all conference now. Iowa State quarterback Rico Beck. His daddy was, you know, tight end. Got drafted out of WVU, played I think 12 years NFL tight end. Now he's coaching some XFL and some smaller developmental NFL players. So I'm pumped for Iowa State to come to Morgantown because they either give us a game or it's either one. It just seems like they beat up on them. There's never like a close game with Iowa State. It's either we always seems like we always just beat them by 14, 17, or they beat us by, they take us out behind one, you know. But I got us beating Iowa State at home.
Okay. All right. I got us beating them too. I think that I think the combination of our running backs with Green, I haven't really checked in on it. Heard earlier in fall camp that Green was still having some trouble with the layups, the 15-yard slants, the, you know, the things that should be gimmies. But if he has gotten better at that, I don't know that Iowa State's defense, and this is going to roll into Kansas State for me as well, I don't know that their defense is going to be able to handle coming to Morgantown and handle the combination of an improved Garrett Green with Jaheim White, you know, the rest of the running backs, some of the receivers we have that, you know, I just don't think they're going to be able to stop it. I don't think this is the one time we're going to play Iowa State that I don't think it's going to be decided one way or the other. I think it's going to be, I don't know if I'd say a shootout, because if the Beck kid holds up, could be a fun back and forth, but I give us the win there too, you know. So halfway through the season, Laney, you got us at 5-1, I got us at 4-2, so we're not too far apart. Really Penn State's the only thing separating you and me right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So week what's that?
Go ahead.
No. Rolling into the following week, October 19th, Kansas State homecoming, coming to Morgantown. I'm giving us the win there. I kind of feel like Kansas State isn't. I don't think it's going to be an easy win. You know, it's not something. It's not going to be like BYU last year. Mm-hmm. For some reason, everybody thought BYU was going to give us a hard time, and I was like, we're going to kick their rear ends. Like, I don't think this is a game that we are going to have a hard time winning. I don't think we're going to have a hard time winning it, but I don't think it's going to be something we can close our eyes and do. So, giving us the win against Kansas State.
I think K-State's going to be very, very good. I just don't think they're going to be good coming into Morgantown that day. I think West Virginia walks out of there with a decisive win, and that's all I'm really going to put it at. K-State, I'm not worried about K-State too much. Okay. Then looks like we're going to Arizona.
Going to Arizona on October 26th or 25th. Okay, 26th. Now,
thank God. Thank God that game's not here. Thank God.
Why?
Because it's like my birthday is the 28th, and I always get gooned up whenever West Virginia play around my birthday.
Yeah,
I partake, and I'm glad that's an away game. So for my liver. So yeah,
something else goes on that day too on your birthday.
Yeah. It's your what would it be now? What year 8
of marriage? It'll be 7 years.
7. Okay.
7 years. Yep. 2017. The only home game I've missed since I was 18 years old, man. Wife, man, I fought hard, but you know, I'll always be thankful, ladies and gentlemen.
It's my birthday and your anniversary. So
yeah, buddy. I got, and that was my birthday present for you. Was you having you in my wedding? Oh yeah. No way, you spend your birthday with me, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, but, me too. Giving us. I'm putting that one as a loss.
I got it as our first Big 12 loss.
Yeah, and here's why for me. They had some pretty impressive wins last year. For what it's worth, they beat Utah. They did beat Oklahoma in their bowl game. Washington State, Oregon State, all ranked teams. They had some pretty good wins, and they had some good losses. Washington was a good loss for them. They and USC. Mm-hmm. I think Arizona's tough. I think with their coach leaving and maybe some of the roster turnover that resulted from that, to me, makes it maybe a little more winnable. But at the end of the day, still giving us a loss on that.
Well, this is a team that people's hoping that's they've turned a corner and they can kind of – they got them up at Oklahoma State. So they're hoping that Arizona and Oklahoma State and Utah will be the flag bearers pretty much of the new Big 12. And I just think Arizona's really got something special going on with recruiting and their quarterback. They got they bring him back like the Desert Swarm is what they call their defense.
Yeah.
I think they're good, and I just think that you're going back to back to back with Oklahoma, Iowa State, K-State, and then I think this one here, just this gauntlet starts to wear on you a little bit. Now you're going to travel, and you know the week after is an off week. So I just think Arizona gets us. That's what I think.
I think it's just – yeah, that's fair. I think it's just them catching us. Then the guys get another off week on November 2nd. Be a good week for deer hunting. I mean, you know me. Yeah, I'll be putting the golf clubs up and be getting the bows and guns out.
So you're gonna be looking for another one to hang over your right shoulder then.
That's right. Well, so. I got a bunch of them hanging down the wall here, but I could only fit one in comfortably in the frame, But I've got a little collection down here going in the old theater room.
I don't hunt them. I don't hunt them. I just eat them. So
yeah. Well, yeah. Man, that's. I'll have to do that. I'll put some up for you, man. Cincinnati, that's a win.
I'm pumped. I'm pumped because I just got my tickets for that game.
Okay.
So I'll be going to Cincinnati. Like I said, it's 5 hours. It's 5 hour drive for me. From Morgantown to there.
It's pretty close. It's not bad for me. I think it's like a 3 hour drive for me. Maybe I'll go to that one.
And buddy, tickets were relatively cheap. I mean, when I say relative, well, ticket prices are outrageous in general, and I hate the fact, and I should have, because I'm a season ticket holder, you're a season ticket holder, I should have went through WVU, but I went down the rabbit hole of reading articles and stuff, and I went ahead and just pulled a ticket on some StubHub, and it agitates the hell out of me that they charged me like $42 for like processing fees. Yes, for doing what? But anyway, Cincinnati. At Cincinnati, I'm going to go watch the Mountaineers just go up there and just tie Bob's Bearcat's tail together. So,
All right. I like it. I'm right there with you on that one. Baylor Bears coming to Morgantown.
Nothing for us. Nothing for us. I truly believe right there you go back-to-back. Yep.
Yep. Two home games in a row. UCF. The UCF fans, I think the only fans of the new teams that I am more annoyed with than UCF is the Utah fans. These Utah fans, man, they are beating their chests. They think they're coming in here. And you know what? They might do it. I don't see it. But they think they're just going to come in here and run the Big 12 this year. And UCF, man, they're a lot of cockiness down there in Florida. But we beat them pretty good down there last year. I don't see them coming up to Morgantown.
I don't either.
On November 23rd. They're going to be playing down there in the ACC in Florida all year where it's nice and sunny and balmy 78 during freaking November, baby. Now, y'all are coming to Morgantown. The way the weather's looking this year and the way things look like it's shifting, it's probably going to be snowing at that game. Them boys are going to come up here to a loud environment because by that point, I have us at 7-3. You have us at 8-2.
Yeah,
it's going to be a full stadium. It's going to be cold. Them guys aren't going to know what the hell to do with themselves. I don't think it works well for them. I'm giving us the win on that.
I am too. At that point, West Virginia should be ranked probably about number 21 in the nation, 20 at
15
at 8-2, probably about 15. Yeah. But anyway, UCF ain't got nothing for us.
No,
I really just don't believe that at all. What's that put? Like, I got to, like, that makes 9-2.
Mine, yeah, that's, nine, yep, yep, yep. That's
eight
got
three you. In yours.
Eight yeah. and three, for, 8-3 for me, 9-2 for you, which, you know, rolls us into Texas Tech down in Lubbock. I hate to say it. That's where I said 8-4, and that's where loss number 4 comes for me. It seems like every time we go there, we lose. And I'm
it's true.
Happy for true. Neil. Happy for Neil that he got that monkey off his back last year. But Lubbock's a tough place to play. And it seems like every time we play there, the freaking wind is out of control.
And I hate the fact that we have to go on the road for that last game of the year. And for the possibility of winning it, you play in the Big 12 championship. That's what it could honestly could come down to. A win at Texas Tech, and you're going to Arlington to play for the Big 12 championship. And I got us losing. So I just do. I don't, there's no rationale out of my thinking behind it. It's just, we never play. And I hate to say, well, we played 100 times or whatever, and we never play. We don't play good there.
Yeah.
It seems like nobody does.
Yeah.
You know? And so we shall see.
Sometimes I feel like Texas Tech is always guaranteed every year 6 wins and they're at home because,
yeah,
it's like, I don't know what it is about that place. You know, you know, I don't know if you've paid attention on our Twitter page, but there's a Texas Tech podcast that followed us here not long ago. And of course, I reciprocated the follow. We talk a little bit and they're pretty cool guys. And we were talking about that a while back, like I'm talking like January. Just, yeah, it seems like it's a hard place to play.
I tell you what, man, I love, out of all the fans that, that travel to Morgantown to root for their team.
The Tech fans, man. They're fun.
The Tech fans get down.
Yeah.
They're my favorite. They are my absolute favorite because the luchador masks and the sombreros and they, you know, dudes chugging hot sauce with moonshine behind it. And it's insane. They beat each other with tortillas. I mean, it's a good time. It's a good time. And I really enjoy Texas Tech fans.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I do too, man.
So for any of you all coming up to Morgantown, if you want to hit up a tailgate with us, here's where we'll be. Can I say it? Do you want me to?
Yeah. I mean, I don't care. I kind of float between our tailgate and a hometown tailgate of mine. Okay. You know,
so, if not, you can stop by and just holler at us. Even if you don't want to hang.
I tell you what, though. I mean, tell them to hit us up on Twitter, man. Hit us up on Twitter. Yeah. Say, hey, where you guys at? Where you going to be? You know, we'll tell you. But, I mean, yeah, I don't care. You know, we're by the pedestrian bridge. We're there in the hospital.
Where the man trip goes under that bridge. Where the man trip comes under the bridge. Before they walk under the bridge, we are like probably 50 yards straight up. They build it. We're right in front of Children's Hospital along the main road. There's like a weird little road triangle right there where the snow fenced in area.
It's right beside a security.
Yes.
Like if you're coming up to the pedestrian bridge, there's a security gate where you go in the park, and it's always outlined in a blue snow fence right there. Can't miss it.
We're in the blue lot, and the light blue lot is right up on the hill from us.
Yep.
And I forget what's Jamie call the tailgate with the flag. I mean, we fly a flag. I never look up at it.
I didn't even know there was a flag there, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, we pretty much have like the only snow fenced in area right there.
Yeah.
And we have music playing. The JoJo is. He'll be, you know, the drinks will be, he'll be slinging drinks, and anybody's more than welcome to just come by and holler. I say, I'll listen to you idiots once,
twice. Yeah. Hey, even if you listen to us once, we'll still shake your hand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So Laney, it comes down to really, you and I pretty much agreed on every single game except Penn State. That's the only one that separates us. You got 8-4. I got 9-3. And we were pretty much in agreement on everything but Penn State, man. So we'll see how it goes.
I don't like that in a weird way. I don't like, just honestly, me and you usually, well, about once a year, we, you know what I'm saying, for being as close as boys as we are, we like, we usually call each other, you know,
some words.
There's usually
one game where I'm like, you're full of shit, Lanny.
And I'm like, you know, yeah, there usually is. But honestly, this team is, I think they're legit. I truly believe in my heart that this West Virginia team of 2024 can legit. I'm not saying they're a top five or top 10 team. I'm not saying that. But for our schedule, this team could win 9-10 games if some things work. If we get a bounce our way, stay healthy, things work out right. I like where we're at. I like where we're at as a program, recruiting wise, coaching wise, maneuvering, NIL, you know. So they're opened up a new, I don't know if you heard this, and I did not talk to you before this. There's a new, I don't know if it's a restaurant, bar, restaurant. I don't know exactly what it is. Suncrest Town Center, it's called The Goat.
I've heard about this.
I don't know exactly who bought it, who's paying for it, whatever, but I don't know if it's 10%, 100%, whatever, but I guess some of the proceeds from it go to the NIL for all sports, which I mean, I don't think swimmers are getting NIL money, but I mean, but still, yet though, basketball, football. I guess there was a big, like a family just donated like $2.5 million to just women's basketball. That's phenomenal. Yeah. That's phenomenal. People are putting their money where their mouth is and helping out, whether it's, you know, I mean, we're got to pay kids. That's all there is to it. We're in that game. If you're going to recruit, these kids are going to get paid. I hate the fact that people's out there saying we shouldn't, but that's the name of the game. You got to play it.
Yep.
So,
yeah. And if you don't, you're going to fall behind. That's just all there is to it now.
Yeah. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, that's our predictions for the year. Lanny, 9-3, C-Ray, 8-4. Penn State being the only difference for us. We hope you all enjoy this. We like all you guys. We appreciate you guys that listen. You know, we appreciate you guys. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. Like, subscribe, do whatever people do on the Twitter, Gram, X, whatever that is. I'm not a technical person. I'm a
sound like a freaking granddaddy.
Yeah, probably. But really enjoy just talking to this guy. And yeah, you know, I appreciate the hour and a half that we do on a Sunday evening, and our show comes out whenever he puts out. Was it Wednesday mornings?
Tuesdays this year.
Wrong again. And so Tuesday morning. Sometime he'll put it out. I have nothing to do with it. He'll shoot me a text, say, hey, it's out. And I'm like, yeah. So I'll sit at work for a minute and turn it on. And, you know, when I got to drive to, you know what I'm saying, whenever I do leave the office or whatever and kick it on and stuff. But really, really, truly do. We don't care if we have one listener. We'll kind of do. But, or man, we just do this because we're just having fun with it. That's all it is. And just in whether you agree, disagree, whatever, just drop us something, pass it on. Like to get this to grow a little bit, and that's all I really got for you. So,
all right, well, ladies and gentlemen, Tuesdays 9 a.m. That's when everything comes out. Appreciate you guys, like, subscribe, all that crap, and everybody have a good week.
We hope we kept you entertained for just a little bit, ear to ear. Thank you.